I'm going to give you a trio of triplets as we begin our introduction to the book of Ezekiel. At the conclusion of this study this morning, I'm going to tell you what we're going to be touching on as we study through prophecy, and in particular, the book of Ezekiel. But if you will take notes or at least acknowledge what I'm going to teach you, I got a trio of triplets. In other words, three sets of threes. And if you will take this down, you will have an understanding of exactly how to at least approach a study of prophecy. It won't give you all the prophetic answers and understanding, but it'll give you an opportunity to start to understand it. Now, I had Robert bring up these microphone stands for a purpose. Here's a microphone stand over here. Here is a pulpit, and here's a microphone stand over here. Now, I'm going to use these three items. This is the first trio, the first set of threes that I want to talk to you about. And if you'll get this down, it's a basis or a foundation for understanding Bible prophecy. Let's say that the wall over there is 6,000 years ago. We're going to set up a timeline here. 6,000 years ago, Jesus Christ, the Creator, Colossians 1:16, by Him were all things created. Jesus Christ, the Creator, spoke the worlds into existence in 6 24-hour days. We come along for 4,000 years. Jesus Christ comes, lives, died, buried, resurrects. He goes into heaven. We come along for 2,000 years, and we quickly approach what this event, this microphone represents, the event called the rapture. Jesus Christ will shout. The archangel will shout. The trump of God will sound, and we'll be caught up to be with Him in the air, the rapture of the church. Now, the word rapture is not used in the Bible, but don't get uptight. The word Trinity is not used in the Bible. And the word Bible is not used in the Bible. So I'm not uptight about the word not being there. But 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18 describe the event. Apostle Paul said, "And we shall be caught up to be with Him in the air." Jesus Christ had mentioned the rapture, or in other words, introduced it to His disciples on the night before He was crucified. But they were so anxious that night, it went right over His head, or their heads, and they didn't understand it at all. Here's what He said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." Now listen. "And if I go, I shall come again and receive you unto Myself." That is not the second coming of Jesus Christ. That is in a different event. To be received, and where He is, they shall be also, is the rapture of the church. He will come in the clouds. I love today. I love today. On a clear day, I pray for clouds, because He's going to come in the clouds. That's why it's raining today. Please excuse me. I'm sorry. I was praying earlier this morning. But the rapture is the next main event in God's calendar of activities. He shouts, the archangel shouts, trouble God sounds, and we're out of here, the rapture of the church. By the way, the rapture of the church has not taken place yet. I am absolutely convinced of that. Brother Bill and I are still here. If we disappear during the service, you're in trouble. By the way, if the rapture does take place, Robert, would you just go ahead and conclude the service? I'm sorry. The rapture of the church. This is the rapture. Would you please shout what that is?
Rapture.
I can't hear you, please.
Rapture.
Thank you. And then after that's going to be a 7-year period of time. How many years?
7.
This is talked about in the book of Revelation, chapter 4, verse 2 through chapter 19, verse 10. That is 15 chapters, detailed information about this terrible time of tribulation. Let me just throw this caveat in for you. The word church is used in the book of Revelation some 25 times. It's used 19 times before chapter 4, verse 1, where the rapture is. It is used 6 times after chapter 19, verse 11, where the second coming of Christ is. It is used 0 amount of times in those 15 chapters describing the terrible time of judgment, the tribulation period. Now, that seems to indicate to me, there's much more evidence I could give you, but that indicates to me either God forgot to put us in the tribulation or we're not supposed to be there. I would say it's the latter, we're not supposed to be there. So this is what over here?
Rapture.
How many years right here?
Seven.
And then Jesus Christ gets on a white horse. We all get on white horses. We all come back. That's called the revelation. What's that called? Revelation. How many years right here? What's this over here? How many years right here? What's this right here? And then over here is going to be another period of time, 1,000 years. How many years over here? How many years right here? What's this right here? What's this over here? How many years right here? What's this right here? How many years? Come on, class. Let's go. You think this is an old folks gathering? Man, this is for young people. This is called Christian gymnastics, so be ready. And then the last of the main event, which would be the great white throne judgment. Say that. The great white throne judgment. After this, eternity future, new heaven, new earth, and new Jerusalem. Now, I have given you a roadmap through eschatology. The rapture of the church is the next event. We are living someplace just prior to that time. Then a 7-year period of time, then the return of Christ, the revelation, then 1,000 years of the kingdom that has been promised. And we'll look at all of this as we study Ezekiel. The great white throne judgment, when Jesus will be the judge, sentencing those rejecting him in the lake of fire, the second death, then eternity future, new heaven, new earth, and new Jerusalem. That's the first set of three.